Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
Jessica Tichy, the Senior Director of Community Engagement for the Musicianship.
And the Musicianship puts on all sorts of great events around town. You know, we have the Whammies, all kinds of stuff, but we're here talking because this weekend, the DC Funk Parade kicks off. It'll be April 30th through May 7th over on the U Street corridor. Now, explain what year. I mean, I want to get into who all is performing and everything, but let's start with like a big picture question. You know, like how many years has it been going on?
So the Funk Parade has been going on since 2016, but our organization acquired the brand in late 2018. And our first production was the festival and parade that we produced in 2019.
Gotcha. And the big news this year is that, you know, after the pandemic and, you know, I think last year was like a hybrid event. This is the first like fully back in person funk parade, right?
That is correct. And so, you know, of course, just like everyone else in events production and things of that nature, it was important for us to do kind of like a scaled back return of certain activities, even as we see the world entertainment and our own music education nonprofit change. As most individuals know us for the Whammy Awards and the DC Funk Parade, we are traditionally a music education nonprofit that primarily serves students here in DC and across the DMV in series of programs, whether they're after school or during the summer. And what our focus is to use these events to leverage our local and regional community to help pour back into those children. So when you really put, you know, our organization's mission and our goals in the forefront, which is to make more amazing things happen for young people in music, you can understand that each year you would need to make some necessary changes so that you can do that even better.
Great. Thank you for explaining all that and the mission and everything. So I know it all builds up to, you know, the big culminating day is May 7th, the actual, you know, Funk Day Festival. But before we get there, we'll get to that in a second. But before we get there, what all do we have going on from April 30th on? Like what all happens in the buildup?
So on April 30th, we'll have our Funk Parade beer release day at Right Proper Brewing Company. And we did that in conjunction with Urban Garden Brewing and Sankofa Beer.
And then where is that at? Is that in Shaw?
That's correct. And all of this information can be found at funkparade.com.
Okay, great. And then tell me about the Second Line Mural Walk as well.
Yeah. And so then on the following Wednesday, thanks to our sponsors at the Ben's Chili Bowl Foundation, we're going to do a community mural walk that's going to be hosted by author Brianna Thomas of Black Broadway in Washington, D.C., and Katie Kirkpatrick of Off the Mall Tours. All activities free and open to the public, but the mural walk does require registration.
Great. And then I know you have some stuff under the umbrella of Funk University. Tell me about that. There's a panels and a parade documentary. What do we got going on?
Yeah. So, you know, being a music education nonprofit, when we acquired the Funk Parade, one of the biggest reasons that it was important to us was because this was a cultural preservation effort. The corridor where our festival takes place is better known as Black Broadway. Since the early 1900s, it actually was the only place where African Americans and people of color could enjoy the arts and fashion and dining out without being oppressed. And so Funk Parade was actually started to kind of celebrate the legacy of this arts corridor that was created by African Americans like Duke Ellington and Pearl Bailey and Billie Holiday, even when she was shunned out of New York City. And so our mural walk and all of these amazing activities and things are to educate the community of the legacy and the history that Washington, D.C. has. So on our website, Funk University, it delivers great panels, workshops, a documentary, photo galleries, all of these things to keep the history of Washington, D.C. alive and vibrant.
Great. And then, of course, it all builds to the big thing on the final day on May 7th, the big day festival. So tell me, can we go through it a little chronologically on that day? Like, what's the very first thing that happens? Is it better just to talk generally?
It is, Jason. Okay. The festival is from 12 to 5. We're staging music at 3 to 4 different music activation sites, which you can find at funkparade.com. We're going to be at the African American Civil War Memorial. We'll be at Lee's Flower Shop. We'll be at the Reeve Center and back again at Right Proper Brewing with our festival beer, where individuals can see live music and enjoy an entertainment right outdoors.
Awesome. So the main stage will be at the African American Civil War Memorial at Vermont and U Street. And then you also said at Lee's Flower and at Lee's Flower Shop and the Reeve Center are like the secondary stages.
Yep.
All right, great. And just to double check, you said it was from noon to 5. The website says 11 a.m. to 5. I just want to make sure I have that right.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, it's 11 to 5. Sorry. Our DJs will kind of kick off and get the party started a little bit before the live acts come in right behind them.
Gotcha. So yeah, so you're saying we got like an hour of DJ and stuff from 11 to noon, and then the live performances start around then. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Very cool. So could you give us a little sampling of which artists we might hear, who's going to be performing?
Yeah, some of the artists that will be there are Night Train 357, Mia Monet, Skip Step, the Naptown Brass Band, and even Critical Condition Band, who will be our headliners over at the main stage.
Now, are some of these, do you get a lot of, you know, return artists from previous years, or are these new artists, or a little of both?
No, thanks to the funding from entities like the DC Commission on the Arts and Humanities, the Office of Cable Television, Film, Music, and Entertainment, and the National Endowment of the Arts, it's actually upon us to ensure that we can deliver new talent each year that people necessarily didn't hear last year. Because as you know, Jason, our region is peppered with phenomenal artists who are here, right here in our local area, and deserve to be brought up just a little bit more. And that is what the musicianship's underlying goal is with this brand. It is to give artists and performers the opportunity who have not played before to come to the Funk Parade stage. And so that's what you're going to see this year.
Great, great. And so that's sort of, you know, from your organization's perspective and the different artists that are playing perspective and the venues. But real quick, let's flip it around and pretend like we're talking from, you know, our listeners' perspective. If they're planning on going out as, you know, as an attendee, how do you recommend them doing it? Should they show up at a certain time? Where should they set up shop?
This is happening on U Street. They should come down. It's pedestrian friendly, and just be prepared to come and enjoy the live music outdoors.
And you can stop and like what's like the having done it for several years, what's like the, do you have any pro tips? Should they go grab a bite to eat first, or get some drinks first, or what do you think?
One of the things I love about U Street, Jason, is that there are no rules, right? There is no right way to do U Street in Washington, D.C. And I'm from this region, so I'm not going to start telling people how to do that. This is city center of Washington, D.C. This is the cornucopia where all different cultures, ages, families all converge to do a great thing. And that's unified through music. There are amazing restaurants and here in the corridor. There's even better shops. All of these things, which are usually put on and promoted by our U Street Main Street over at District Bridges. And so the beautiful thing about hosting our festival here in the middle of the city is that no one is a stranger here to this area, right? They're very familiar with U Street, but what the exciting thing about our festival brings is a little bit of awesome music while you're walking down the street and doing your thing. So come out, see our organization, learn about our mission, and then move on with your day. Maybe you're at Howard University's graduation and you want to bring your graduate down to dance a little bit. That's fine too. Or maybe you're just a mom who was coming out of Trader Joe's and you want to bring your toddler over to dance a little bit of their energy out. Whatever brings you to U Street, we are just bringing the music.
I love it. I love it. And I guess just sort of in closing, just so I have sort of my statistics in a row, how many people do you typically come out to this? I mean pre-pandemic, I guess you musicianship hosted at least one before the pandemic, like in 2019. So how many people came out, you know, if you don't have a specific number, just ballpark?
We're expecting thousands of people. Like I said, it's this truly busy corridor. It's Mother's Day weekend. Howard University's graduation is taking place just a couple of hours before this. And so we expect thousands to flock to the neighborhood just as much as they always do during this time of the year. So we're excited to see everyone out.
There you go. If you need a surprise Mother's Day gift, bring her down, bring mom down to the down perfect to the corridor, or graduation gift. There you go. Just bring it down.
Absolutely. And did I mention again, Jason, everything's absolutely free. We know there's a lot of things that are going on in the city, but one of our goals is to remove the financial barriers that also exist in the city. So any and everyone, no matter who you are, there's a place for you at the Funk Parade.
Definitely. Final question. Why is it that, you know, the funk genre itself, why is it so, you know, beloved, so catchy, so perfect for an outdoor fest?
I think the founders of the festival believe that when you look at the genres that were born out of jazz, right, back in the early 1900s, which was the genre that was played the most through the U Street corridor, when you think of some of the genres that, you know, come out of that, disco, funk, rap, hip hop, go-go, funk was the most kind of electric and free-going spirited genre of the group. And so they decided to kind of coin it and roll along with it in the name and always ensure that some of those elements of past and present were there. And so we must thank them for that kind of like brand name and locking in on that.
Great. Well, thanks so much for joining us. Again, it's the DC Funk Parade. The big event is May 7th, but the festivities kick off this weekend on April 30th and run all the way through May 7th on the U Street corridor. So everyone check it out. It's free, open to the public. So no excuse. Got to get out there. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us, Jason. We can't wait to get there.